Well, the Syrian army has gained full control of the strategic town of Ras Al Ain. Locals are now celebrating the liberation of that town. The army says foreign-backed Takfiri militants fled Ras Al Ain to neighboring areas. The adjacent town of Yabrud was the militants' last major stronghold before the Syrian army freed it earlier this week. The army now plans to continue its advancements and comb through the whole area near the Lebanese border to purge it of insurgents. The recapturing of Ras Al Ain is the latest achievement by the Syrian army in its fierce battle against foreign-backed militants, which has been going on for 3 years. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now on the line from the Syrian capital. Now, Muhammad, tell us about the significance of this capture of Ras Al Ain.
Yes, as you have just said, the Syrian army was able to regain control of Ras Al Ain town, which is a small town close to Yabrud. Yabrud, which the Syrian army regained full control of just 4 days ago, it was the last stronghold, main stronghold, actually, of the militants in Al Qalamun region in the northern countryside of Damascus. Ras Al Ain is one of the four towns, small towns, that militants who were not killed in Yabrud escaped to. Ras Al Ain is the first one. There is also Ras Al Ma'arra, which military operations are also taking place today, started today, yesterday, and it will continue. We are expecting that also this second town where militants escaped to, which is Ras Al Ma'arra, would be fully secured in the coming 24 hours. And next, the military operations will be focusing on Fleta, which is the closest town to the Lebanese borders, and particularly to the town of Arsal, which harbors and hosts a large number of militants, especially those that are from the Al-Nusra front. Al-Qalamun region in general is fully cleared of militants, except for those four small towns now, which are Ras Al Ma'arra, Ras Al Ain, also Fleta and Renkouz. As soon as the Syrian army secures those four towns, small towns of the militants, we can say that the whole Qalamun region and the northern countryside, as a result of Syria's capital Damascus, would be fully secured of foreign-backed militants. And of course, the importance of that is that when this happens, there will be no attack. The Syrian army would prevent any attack by the militants from the northern countryside of Damascus on Damascus city itself, and also preventing the smuggling operations and the infiltration of militants from the Lebanese borders from the northern countryside of Damascus. So definitely there are rapid advancements by the Syrian army. In 1 week, two major towns secured, and military operations continue, as I told you, in the other two towns, Fleta and Ras Al Ma'arra.
Okay, Muhammad, thanks a lot for that update. That was Muhammad Ali speaking to us live from the Syrian capital.